Omer le Mareimer, Vishemer of Yemer, Ano Ikloi le Pirke Rav Pinchas Bered Rav Ami, Vikon Tana Vitoni Kane, Vikibla Mine. So, Gemara asked before, maybe the Brisa that says that the end of the Omer before, the Brisa said, Rav Yehuda, one second. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between Arve Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim and Erev Pesach? As here it says, Arve Pesachim can't eat. So first the Gemara said that it's Taka according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you're allowed to eat on Arve Shabbosos and Arve Yomim Tovim till night, and Erev Pesach night, but not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the same thing. And the Gemara says, no, there's another difference, and that is what's it called, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. By Erev Pesach, it's also a half an hour before Mincha. And Erev Shabbos, it's only also from Mincha on. Where it says a brisa, that's not true, right? How Tanya lo yochal odin b'Erev Shabbos yom tov miteisha sholos l'mala, half an hour before Mincha, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda. So Morris says maybe that brisa is not right. So Morris says no, that Rabbi Yemer said, I went to the shir of Rabbi Pinchas b'Erev Ravani, and the Tana got up and he said this brisa, and Rabbi Pinchas was mekabelah. So vice versa, it's an authentic brisa. Why does the Mishnah say Dafka Arve Pesachim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should have said Arve Pesachim and Arve Shabbosos v'Yomim Tovim. They're all Arve, they're all the same. They're all Asr Somech L'Mincha. Ela Mechuvartek Rav Huna. Must be the answer is better, like Rav Huna, that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yehuda. What? Why? No, so over there it meant what's it called? Min ha-mincha min somach le-mincha. That's all. The steer embraces. The, min ha-mincha le-mala, and it means min somach le-mincha, that's all. That braces min somach le-mincha. Okay. Mar says, Rav Huna minicha. Right, even according to Rav Huna, who said that goes according to Rav Yossi, it's still not a good answer. Omra Birmi, Omra Biokanon, the same Omra Babo, Omra Biosi, Barav Hanina, Halacha Krab Yehuda, Be'erav HaPesach, the Halacha Krab Yosi, Be'erav Shabbos. Right? The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Erev Pesach, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi when it comes to Erev Shabbos. Halacha Krab Yehuda, Be'erav Pesach. Right? The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Be'erav Pesach, Michlal de Plige. Right? Mashma, that what you call that. Michal de Polig Rabbi Yossi b'Tarvayu. The Rabbi Yossi argues on both of them. Both on Erev Pesach, he holds you allowed to eat Avich Shech Shecha, and Erev Shabbos. You can't call it Rabbi Yossi. You only can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Mashma over here, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue both by Erev Pesach and by Erev Shabbos. Except the halacha by Erev Pesach is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha by Erev Shabbos is like Rabbi Yossi. That you can eat till night. But Erev Pesach, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, me teisha sholos l'mala. Because Matan Rabbi Yossi holds, even Erev Pesach you're allowed to eat till the night. It doesn't make a difference. So how could you say that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi? And that's why you need to be told Erev Pesach, because regular Erev Shabbos you're allowed to eat till night. Rabbi Yossi, who holds you're allowed to eat till night on a regular Erev Shabbos, holds you're allowed to eat Erev till night on Erev Pesach too. Morris says, Lo, halacha mechasos l'rashbam tovir. Omer mereimer, lav mishabesh tohi. Right, so Memra said, no, I went and we learned this price and it was accepted. Elakasha, hach breisa basreisa, diktoni mitesa l'mala, alma somach l'mincha, no mikosa Rabbi Yehuda, barve shabosos yom tovir. Right, the second price is mashma, that when it said min ha-mincha l'mala, it didn't mean min ha-mincha l'mala, it meant mi somach l'mincha. Right? And our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because then why does it say Arve Pesachim? It's the exact same halacha for Erev Shabbos and Rav Yontov. The Lekalok may hash masnisin Rabbi Yehuda, the Maishno Arve Pesachim, the Nochepu Shomach Lemincha, Tvemi Shabbosos Yom Tov, same exact halacha. Ela Mechuvar to Rav Huna, to Rabbi Yossi it's true. That this, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says, Taka by regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov, that you are allowed to eat until night. And only by Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating me, somach l'mincha. Min ha-mincha, diktani, hach b'raisa, somach l'mincha komer. And when it said min ha-mincha, the first b'raisa, it meant somach l'mincha, enoch enam. Mechlal de pligi Rav Yoshi v'tarvayu. Afilu berav pesha. V'heichi mokal nashin shi Rav Yoshi. Since what's it called, Rav Avo, or Rav Yirmiya, paskin like Rav Yoshi, when it came to Erev Shabbos, and he paskin like Rav Yehuda, when it came to Erev Pesach, Jmash and Rav Yoshi argues on both cases. And Rav Yoshi would hold that you're allowed to eat till night by both Erev Pesach too. So you can't say our Mishnah is Rav Yoshi. So our Mishnah must be Rav Yehuda. If it's Rav Yehuda, it's Lukasha. Why do you need to be told Erev Pesach, Afilu, Erev Shabbos, and Erev Yom? It's the same thing. So we're back with the question, who's our Mishnah? Gemara says, no, lo, halacha mechlal de pligi b'hapsaka. They don't argue whether you're allowed to start eating or not. Rav Yossi holds that Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating. And Rav Yehuda holds even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. That's their ikur machlokas. They don't argue, though, by Erev Pesach, that you have to, what's it called, that you have to stop eating. What's the machlokas? Hapsaka. When you paskin, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The Gabe, what's it called, Shabbosus, the Yomim Togin. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. He wasn't talking about the Iker halacha, whether you have to stop eating or not. He was talking about if you have to be mafsik if you did start eating. What happens if you started eating before 9 hours? And you're continuing now. Do you have to stop when it comes to 9 hours or not? Or you can go on till the night. Or do you have to stop really? The halacha is, do you have to stop at night, or you can even go on and eat into the night too? The Tanya, where's this? Let's see, Rashi. Michlal de poli Rav Yossi v'tarvayu afilu be'erav ha'pesach v'heichi mokil ha'masin shi Rav Yossi. Since Rav Yirmiya had a paskin like Rav Yossi when it came to Erev Shabbos, and like Rav Yehuda when it came to Erev Pesach, it's mashma that Rav Yossi argues even by Erev Pesach. So how could you set the Mishnah according to Rav Yossi, that he holds by Erev Pesach you have to stop eating Mitesha Shos, but Erev Shabbos not, right? Rav Yossi doesn't hold by Erev Pesach either, according to this. Where it says, no, Mechlal de pligi b'hapsaka. They don't argue legabi Erev Pesach itself, whether you're allowed to eat Mitesha Shos. Even Rav Yossi agrees there. So what is, when Rav Yirmiya paskin, like Rav Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, what was he paskining? Everybody holds Erev Pesach, you have to stop. Hadam Rav Yirmiya halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'Erev HaPesach d'mashma d'polig nami Rav Yossi b'Erev Pesach l'hapsaka hu d'polig. Not on the ikur din, whether you have to stop eating at 9 hours. The question was, if you started eating before 9 hours, you have to stop. To eat hiskalechol af be'erev Pesach eno matzik. There, Rav Yossi holds that l'chatchila you're not allowed to eat mitesha shos l'mala erev Pesach. But if you started eating before that, you don't have to stop. Aval l'chaschul moder Rav Yossi d'asher. But to start eating at 9 hours and beyond, you're not allowed. Even Rav Yossi holds. U'masnisan b'haschola. Our mission is talking about the din l'haschol, if you're allowed to start eating or not. And that mission goes according to Rav Yossi, and the chiddush is that Erev Pesach, it's also to eat me, teisha shos l'malo, ma'she'en kein Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. But Rav Yossi, it's strict to kamash malon, the modi Rav Yossi, v'Erev Pesach, dein maschilin. Now what's this halacha matzikin, the Tanya? Matzikin l'shabbosos divi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that Erev Shabbos, if you started eating before 9 hours, you have to stop eating, what's it called? We'll see one second when. The pashas, it would be, you have to stop eating when 9 hours comes. We'll see that's not the case. Rav Yossi Omer ain't maksik. And Rav Yossi says you don't have to stop. But since you started the heter, you can continue eating. And they explain, what's it called, the Rishonim say like this, the Chora doesn't make sense. If the whole reason is you should eat matzah, the teyavon, what difference does it make if you started eating early and then you don't have to stop? Or if you, what's it called, to start the chatchila. So they say like this. If you eat a little bit in the daytime and stop eating, so your stomach closes and it's full, and then you're not going to eat the teyavon. But if you continuously eat till night, your stomach is open to eat. And though, even though you ate before, you're still hungry. In other words, you can continue a meal and still be hungry. If you ate a meal and stopped, then you're not going to be hungry anymore. That's how they explain Rav Yossi. Obviously, it depends on the Metzius just a little bit. But here, your stomach's still open, and here your stomach is closed. Okay, so now we'll see how Rashbam learns Hatsaka. The Tanya, the Bahatsokan Ami Pige, is a brisa that says they can't argue whether you have to stop or not if you started beheter. Matshikim l'shabasos, im hisko sudoso beheter, kodem amincha. V'haya ochel v'holeich ad shetechshav, Rashi says, and you were eating till it got dark. Afil l'Rab Yehuda matshik sudoso miyad, kishiyachshich u'metadish hayom. Right, so you have to be matshik, what's it called, when it comes to be night. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Not Afilu. It shouldn't be the Afilu here. It should be the Rabbi Yehuda. Not Afilu, because it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to be matzik. Okay? So now we'll see the Maisa. So Rashi seems to learn that you don't have, nobody holds you have to stop at 9 hours. The question is, you have to stop when it gets dark and make Kiddush, right? Stop eating, make Kiddush, and then start your meal again. Or you can continue eating. We'll see and make kiddush after the meal. So we'll see the shaylos. Umaisav Rav Shim Gamliel, Rav Yehuda, and there's a Svasemis who says, based on this, that if you did start eating the heter, according to this, right, and you don't have to stop, then you have to continue eating constantly. You can't stop. Because if you stop, then you're not going to be eat matzah l'teyavah. The holy heter is if you're continuously eating. So once you started the heter, the only way you can continue after 9 hours is if you're going to continue eating through into the night. Okay, Mais Umaisa Rav Shim Gamliel, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Shoyim Usuvim Ba'akum. Right, the Maisa with Rav Shim Gamliel, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yossi, who were eating in Akko on Friday, the Kiddush Aleihem Hayom. And in the middle of the meal, it became Shabbos. Omar Rav Shim Gamliel, Rav Yossi, Berebi, Ritzon Chanatzik, so he said to him, Berebi, Rebbe means the God Lador. Right? So it's a title. So Reb Shim Gamliel said to Reb Yossi, Berebi, Ritzon Chanatzik, V'nechus L'divrei Yehuda Chavireinu, maybe we should be Matzik in deference to Reb Yehuda, who holds that you have to be Matzik. Omar lo, b'chol yom v'yom atom echabiv divorei lefnei Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yossi said, every day you prefer what I say over what Reb Yehuda says. The Ashav Atamachab Div Reb Yehuda Vafana, and now in my presence, right? You want to show deference to Reb Yehuda, right? I hold you don't have to stop. You want to stop now in order to show deference to Reb Yehuda. Hagam Lichbosh Samalka Imi Babois, right? You want to go against me in my presence? Omalei Im Kein Lo Nafsik. Okay, so we won't stop. We'll continue eating because the halacha is like you that you don't have to stop. Why? Because maybe the Talmidim will see that we stopped, and they won't think I did it just that's covered for Rabbi Yehuda since he's here. They'll think the halacha is like that. And they'll be kovei the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, which is not right. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. You don't have to stop. Omru lo zozu mishom at shikovu halacha Rabbi Yossi. So in the Chanami, they continued eating, and they were kovei the halacha for the Talmidim that's the halacha, you don't have to stop. Let's see Rashi. The Kiddush Aleihem Shehichshich. They were eating, and all of a sudden, it was Shkia. And they had the Shaila now. Should they continue eating, or should they stop and make Kiddush? Hochi Garcina Betosefta, the Brachas. Omer lo Ram Gamliel Rav Yossi. The Rebbe, Ritzon Choshanapsik, Venechus Ledivre Yehuda Chavireinu. Omer lo, Bechol Yom Atomachav Devari Lefne Yehuda. The Akshav Atomachav Devari Yehuda Befonai. Hagam Lichbo Shesamalka Imi Babayis. Omalo in Cain, lo natsik, shemi yiru atalmidin. Berebi, kach kor of shimon amil of yoshi brachalafta, kolomber godl hador. Berebi is a title. Hagam lichbosh kolomber befani atom of Hashemi. Right? Like Achashverus said, you're trying to grab the queen in front of me in my own house. Omalo of shimon amil in Cain, lo natsik, shamina mihocha. So what do we learn from here? The ba'arve psochim, osur lechom isof tesho solamala, kistam asnisim. That Arve Pesach, you're not allowed to start eating from Teisha Shol Solomala. Right? Like the Mishnah says, Stam, and that goes both according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees to that too. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is even Rabbi Yossi agrees. Aber ba'arve Shabbosis v'yomi tovim, mutter lechol min amincha l'mala. But Arve Shabbosis and yomi tovim, the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to eat mit Teisha Shol Solomala. To hasosam lantana, the masnizin k'Rabbi Yossi. Right, so it comes out the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, because our Stam Mishnah that only says the Erev Pesach Mashma that Erev Shabbos is mutter. The Kaimel Anami halacha Rabbi Yossi mechaveirot. In addition, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi when he only argues on one other person. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi afilu lahaschu v'lechol achar tesh shori behegel v'kamam b'shmaisim. Later on, we see the theorist that Rabbi Yossi holds that you're allowed to eat after 9 hours on Erev Shabbos. Only on Erev Pesach he holds asur. Unlike Rabbi Yehuda, and halacha is like him. The Omer, elohod etanya v'shovin shemaschilim, emas. Iber of Shabbos on Poly Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Gemara, later on, the Gemara is going to say that which you have a brisa that says that everybody holds that you could start eating, right? Where is that? If it's on Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds also. Umil, the Inyan Hatsoka, but Mashman that Rabbi Yossi holds is Mutter. The Gemara didn't question the fact that you're allowed to start according to Rabbi Yossi, only according to Rabbi Yehuda now. However, we do paskin erev Pesach that it's also to eat what's it called even Rabbi Yosef. But here the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda legabe hatsaka that you have to stop. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef by stam erev Shabbos that you're allowed to start. On erev Pesach the halacha is you can't start lekulei alma. And in that shaila of hapsaka, whether you have to stop or not, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that you have to stop. Shim hischu lecho, kolim test, the nimshach hiloso, ad shachshecha, tzorech lakar esashulchan miyaz. So what do you have to do? You have to take away the table. What we do is cover the chalas, it's like taking away the table. They used to have little TV tables, excuse the expression. And what's it called? They used to eat at. And then everybody had their own little table in front of them. And then they would take the table away and bring it back just to show that when they make Kiddush, this was the covered Shabbos. Lachar sashulchan miyakishi yashi. As soon as it gets dark, take away the table. Lachziro l'shem Pesach. And bring it back l'shem Pesach. V'shabos, after you make Kiddush, now you bring back the Suda, the covered Pesach, the covered Shabbos. V'shabos, you don't have to tell them, you don't have to stop because you're allowed to start. There's no even Isra of starting. Elaporish mapo mekadish. You cover over the chalas, and you don't have to take away the table, and you make a kiddush viachakar gomer sudoso, and then you what's it called? You finish the meal. Okay, Rashi. Okay, so here the what's it called? Tosus says. So what are you going to Rav Yossi? What do you do? You're not mopsic. So Tosus says, what do you do? Gomer kolasuda. And then you make kiddush. I lechora, what's it called? You're not making kiddush makom suda, right? How can you make kiddush shalom makom suda? You're making kiddush after the meal. So Tosfos says that's considered kiddush makom suda. Kiddush, right after you finish eating, you make kiddush. It's going back on the suda that you ate before. That's called kiddush makom suda. The shaila, though, what the kiddush makom suda is for, is it that it's not kiddush without a suda, or it's not suda Shabbos without kiddush? If it's not suda Shabbos without kiddush, so this doesn't make sense, right? You make kiddush after the suda wasn't suda Shabbos. But if the idea is kiddush can't be kiddush without a suda connected to it, then it makes sense. I have a suda that I ate right before this, and I'm making kiddush, so it makes kiddush for makom suda. So according to Tosfos, you'd have to say that kiddush makom suda is for the sake of the kiddush, not for the sake of the suda. That's one thing. Secondly, they bring a raya from this Tosfos that it doesn't help to drink a revius of wine to be yotzei suda Shabbos. Because if that's the case, what's the kasha? You yotzei kiddush makom suda by drinking the wine. Even according to those old, you have to drink an extra revius, so he's talking, well, you have an extra revius. But if you need a real suda and drinking the kos is not enough, then what's it called? Then it makes sense. So you see from this Tosfos that he holds, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that in the daytime at least, you could be able to kiddush makom suda by drinking an extra revius of wine. But from this Tosfos, mashma, that wouldn't be the case. So he asked, though, we're talking about Erev Pesach. How are you going to do Dalet Tosfos? You ate your whole meal already. Now you're making kiddush, right? So he says, yeah, you won't do a Malas Seder. You won't make the Dalet Tosfos Malas Seder, right? You'll do the following. You're not going to make another suda. So he says, you make kos birkas hamazon will be the first kos. Then kiddush. Then, what's it called? You'll make a tibul with karpas, right? and then you'll make koshlishi on the, what's it called, on the manishtana, right? And then you'll eat more matzah, and then you'll eat more, because you ate matzah already. You had the suda. And then you'll make halal or kosher vi. So you won't make it like we normally make it. You'll change the order, even though you ate the suda earlier. Okay. Okay. And he brings down Tosus also, different than Rashi, how we paskin. Okay, in any case, but that's how Rashi says. We paskin that you're allowed to start on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, and on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to start, and if you started, you have to be matzik. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, what else is here?